Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're on digital, FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. If sliced in half, we'd sell at auction. I'm Mike Pesca.
And I'm Rachel Martin. Coming up, Houston is number one for CO2 emissions. How the city got to be one of the biggest polluters in our country. But first, let's get the latest news headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Rachel. The Olympic flame is back on Chinese soil today in Hong Kong. It's been a pretty tough tour for the torch. Protesters of China's human rights policy have repeatedly disrupted the relay during its 20-nation trip. Before the torch got to town, China deported several people they considered a threat to the flame. In the U.S., around 200 rabbis and other Jewish leaders want a boycott of the Beijing Games. They're even comparing them to Nazi Germany's hosting the Olympics in 1936. NPR's Howard Berkus has the story.
Those signing the boycott statement include leaders of the nation's most prominent Jewish organizations, and they assert a clear connection between the 2008 Olympics in Beijing and the 1936 Games in Berlin. Nazi Germany, the statement says, used its Olympics to distract attention from its persecution of Jews. The Jewish leaders contend that China should not be allowed to do something similar. The statement condemns China for what it calls support for the genocidal government of Sudan, mistreatment of the people of Tibet, denial of basic rights to Chinese citizens, and support for Iran, Syria, and Hamas. Jews are urged to avoid the Beijing Games. The statement comes as Jews mark Holocaust Remembrance Day, and the Chinese begin the 100-day countdown to the Olympics.
NPR's Howard Berkus reporting. The Pentagon is sending what it calls a reminder to Iran. A second aircraft carrier is on the way to the Persian Gulf. Defense Secretary Robert Gates said this is not meant as a force escalation or a sign of a coming strike on Iran. He says it's basically saying the U.S. is still dedicated to regional security. U.S. officials have accused Iran of supporting America's enemies in Iraq. An aircraft carrier holds dozens of attack planes and thousands more troops. We let our soldiers down. That's what a top general says about Army living quarters. He's talking about Fort Bragg in North Carolina. The father of a soldier there brought attention to the problems by posting video on YouTube. The clip showed moldy barracks, peeling paint, and a drain stopped up with sewage. The Army acknowledged problems at Fort Bragg and is now inspecting barracks worldwide. They say it's too soon to know if the Fort Bragg problem is unique. Some of the Army's most elite soldiers live there, including the 82nd Airborne and Special Ops troops. Al Franken is a comedian turned radio host turned Senate candidate. That is a lot to keep up with, and apparently he had some trouble figuring out his taxes. Franken says he'll pay about $70,000 in back taxes to 17 states. He says he got bad accounting advice, but he takes responsibility for the mistakes. He's challenging Republican Senator Norm Coleman for one of Minnesota's U.S. Senate seats. They are some of the rarest animals on Earth, and another is dead today. Japan's oldest giant panda, Ling Ling, died of heart failure today at the Tokyo Zoo. He was nearly 23 years old. That is about 70 in people years. A Japanese paper reports that Japan's prime minister may ask China to loan them a pair of giant pandas. There are only about 1,600 giant pandas living in the wild. That is your news for the moment. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.